Ralph Cole with the Tramps at 4:35. These days when people look to upgrade the looks and performance of their car, the tires and wheels are usually where they start. For good reason, a distinctive set of tires and wheels can really set your car apart from the bumper-to-bumper masses and the speed merchants where the people are going when they need to see a wide selection of tires, wheels, shocks, and accessories for their domestic or foreign cars. Damn you, Jeff August!
What?
You know what you did to me?
What?
You did the worst thing that anybody could do to another disc jockey, and you didn't even realize it. You didn't know I was going to have to read a live commercial. And in the middle of the live commercial, Jeff, what did you give me? What did you give me 2 minutes ago out of the kindness of your heart?
Pardon me?
What did you give me 2 minutes ago out of the kindness of your heart? And it's turning into a curse for me.
I gave you a French fried fat tortilla chip.
Tortilla chips. And you know what those things do?
Well, it's my pleasure. Anything to help you out there.
Sure. They make the old mouth water so your local announcer here can't have his cleverly delivered lines because I'm drooling all over my log in the live copy. All right.
Well, here's a napkin. Wipe your face and do it.
Now, don't let the name fool you. The speed merchant. Speed merchant is what we're talking about. I'm not talking about you. You don't fool anybody, Jeff. The speed merchant is just the thing for you.
I'm dressed like this in my high heels and my quarter belt.
The speed merchant. Jeff, if you want to talk about your private life, you can go ahead and do it any old time you want to, but it's kind of embarrassing. Speed Merchant has just the thing for your family wagon or truck, too, as well as more performance-oriented machinery. So now, whether you're after new tires for a cross-country vacation or new rubber for the stoplight Grand Prix, the Speed Merchant's the place for you. I'm doing pretty good here, not drooling too much at all. And this week they're featuring BF Goodrich TA radials in 60 series, the first street radio ever sanctioned for road racing on any road, or the 50 series, America's first 50 series radials, both with aggressive good looks and a wide, smooth, long-wearing radial design. Ow! So remember, the professionals, yes, that's a key word around here, the professionals, the Speed Merchant in San Jose, Fremont, and Santa Clara, the Speed Merchant.
Want to have a great time in a comfortable air-conditioned atmosphere? Stop by Pal Joey's today for lunch, happy hour, or dancing to the sounds of gregarious movement. Yes, Pal Joey's, formerly Pan's Restaurant, is located in the Eastridge Mall. And at Pal Joey's, you can enjoy a delicious lunch Monday through Saturday. Pal Joey's also offers a glass of complimentary wine with their delicious luncheon menu. You can also enjoy happy hour 5 through 7 and munch on delicious hors d'oeuvres. Pal Joey's, offering fine lunches, happy hour, and dancing to gregarious movement in Eastridge Mall across from Farrell's.
When you're hungry for a burrito supreme, really hungry for a taco, you know what I mean. Got a craving for a enchilada or two. Want a beefy tostada? Here's what you do. You say, hey, hey, what you say? We all go down to Taco Bell today and hit the Taco, 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 Taco Bell. Taco, 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 Taco.
Pioneer, BIC, Sankyo, TDK, Shure, and more. The big names, the ones you know and trust in car and home stereo at low, low prices. Where? Stereo Habitat. Stereo Habitat has the car and home stereo gear you want, slashed to a price that's going to make you get in that car and drive over right now. You'll save. Save on the big names like Clarion. Here's an under-dash cassette with fast forward and auto-eject. This is Clarion. $49.95. Pioneers TS-167 two-way, 6-inch speakers for your car. One of the best. $44.95. Shure's M70EJ cartridge. It's made to sell at three times this price, $9.95. The point is, the gear you want for your car and home is here, right now, in stock at low, low prices. And Stereo Habitat makes it easy for you to take what you want home with you right now. 1450 Camden Avenue, Campbell, 1056 East El Camino Real, Sunnyvale. Stereo Habitat.
We're into something new for you at Oak Ridge Mall. It's a Father's Day 3-day sale, a time to shop for gifts and for your family, too. Make plans now to save this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Oak Ridge Mall, where we're expanding, remodeling, and building a great new Macy's and Bullock's this year. But right now, come save in our Father's Day 3-day sale when you shop this Thursday, Friday, or Saturday at convenient Oak Ridge Mall.
Oak Ridge Mall.
Blossom Hill at Pearl.
Only 9,000 seats are available at Pal Stadium for the champion San Jose Tigers 1978 season. The first game will be Saturday night, June 24th, against the Southern California Rhinos. Don't be left out. Only $35 for adult reserve seating for all seven home games. $21 for youths 18 and under. Tickets available now at Macy's, the Emporium, Capwell's, Bass Ticket Outlets, and the Tigers office. Be a part of the San Jose Tigers professional football excitement.
KLIV, Ralph Cole rolling three at 11 before 5. KLIV, sweet, and Ralph Cole at 6 before 5. Valley weather, continued sunshiny again tomorrow, returning to the mid-70s. Tonight should be down somewhere around 55 degrees or thereabouts. And right now at KLIV, it is 69 degrees.
Now, if Billings beats anybody's best buy, which he does, then Billings could boast about being better than the best place you've been. But being better to Billings means more than just beating the best buys, you see. Billings believes that shaving Chevy prices should show surplus savings to you. Example, compare the competition's cost combined with the options contracted for by you, the consumer. Well, you'll certainly see that the Chevy's Billings sells saves you more money, which is meaningful since making money is more difficult than spending it. Well, except in Washington, where it's just the opposite. So, to situate you in a new Chevy with surplus savings and a selection that's simply super, we suggest Billings Chevrolet on North 1st Street in San Jose. Take the 1st Street exit to either 101 or Highway 17. Then go either left or right, depending on if you're coming or going. Then look for Billings Chevrolet right next to the Hyatt House. There you have it. The facts simply stated. Anyway, if saving money pertains to you, pertain Billings Chevrolet. And if it doesn't, well, then unpertain it.
PG&E wants to help you prepare for summer and for summer electric bills. They're usually the biggies. And the biggest shockers make their unwelcome appearance in June, July, and August. So if you use your air conditioner a lot, your next PG&E bill may be a big one. Air conditioners use an awful lot of electricity. But there are some things you can do to keep your bills down and save energy as well. Clean the filter on your air conditioner. Set the thermostat at 78 degrees or higher. Or leave your air conditioner off and use a fan instead. Weather strip and insulate your home too. We can help with the financing. These are ways to keep your cooling costs down. We have many other helpful tips on summer energy conservation we'd like to share with you. Just ask for our free brochure at any PG&E office. No one can afford to waste energy. A reminder from the Pacific Gas and Electric Company.
KLIV with the South Bay Premier of Grease Thursday, and we got more tickets. You can get them tomorrow with a decal on your car.
You get it better at the Warehouse. The Warehouse, the West's largest chain of record and tape stores. For just $4.77, your choice of LP or tape, you can get these incredible new releases. From Atlantic Records on the Rolling Stones label, the brand new Rolling Stones album, Some Girls.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I'll miss you.
Or you can get the sensational Andy Gibb, his latest RSO release, Shadow Dancing. And don't forget, you can get the Little River Band's latest Harvest album or tape, Sleeper Catcher.
Shut down, turn off until the morning light.
All these great hit records and tapes now on sale. Now just $4.77, your choice of LP or tape. Where? At the warehouse. And whenever it's a record and tape that you want, the warehouse is wherever you are. The warehouse is everywhere.
You'll find warehouse stores all over California, including Mountain View, Cupertino, three locations in San Jose, and the brand new warehouse in Sunnyvale at 1060 East El Camino.
It's summer fun days, and for 4 weeks only, save $150 per person when you purchase Great America admissions at Safeway.
At Marriott, Great America.
Come out and see Pictorium, the world's largest movie screen. Open daily 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
KLIB in San Jose. Ralph Cole with Earth, Wind, and Fire at 5 o'clock. Saturday afternoon, Ralph Cole at 5:04 on KLIV. Airwaves and Ralph Cole at 5:07.
First National Bank. Good things are happening for you, First National Bank. Making life a little easier too.
If you'd like to make some improvements around your house, we'd like to help by lending you the tools of our trade. That's right, money. Money to help you build a game room, put in a swimming pool, install central air conditioning. Money to help you do nearly anything you'd like to do, anything you need to do around your house. It's available right now at low interest rates that are hard to beat and long repayment terms that are easy on your budget. We're an equal opportunity lender with a lot of home improvement tools to loan.
At First National Bank, good things are happening. Good things are happening.
National
for you.
37 offices, including one on Dutton near Bancroft in San Leandro. Member FDIC.
We're into something new for you at Oak Ridge Mall. It's a Father's Day 3-day sale. A time to shop for gifts and for your family, too. Make plans now to save this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Oak Ridge Mall, where we're expanding, remodeling, and building a great new Macy's and Bullock's this year. But right now, come save in our Father's Day 3-day sale when you shop this Thursday, Friday, or Saturday at convenient Oak Ridge Mall.
Oak Ridge Mall.
It's 71 degrees in San Jose at 5:18 in the afternoon. A sheriff's captain is saying the county jail is dangerously understaffed, but he's been overruled by his superior. High school students in Los Gatos may have to pay tuition for summer school this year, and the state senate moves to legalize homemade beer. We'll have the details on these stories and more upcoming. I'm George Sampson for KLIV News. There seems to be a certain amount of controversy within the county sheriff's department as to whether or not there's enough officers staffing the county jail system. The head of the detention division, Captain Don Tam, has told the local media a Proposition 13 related county order eliminating overtime has reduced the county jail staff to, quote, dangerous levels. Well, KLIV tried to contact Captain Tam this afternoon for further comment on the situation, only to find out all inquiries are now being handled by his superior, Chief Wes Johnson. Now, what Chief Johnson has to say seems to be a direct contradiction of Captain Tam's conclusion the jail is dangerously understaffed.
At the present time, the main jail is adequately manned, and as far as we can see in staff analysis here, a lot of sick leave or something of this nature, we'll have minimum staffing at all the facilities, as we've had for a very long time, due to delays in hiring and things of this nature. So the facilities are staffed such that we feel relatively sure that we've got the situation in hand.
And according to Chief Johnson, the 18 officers on duty at the main jail right now are enough to adequately guard the 630 inmates also in the main jail right now. In the wake of Proposition 13, high school students in Los Gatos may end up paying tuition to go to summer school this year. The Los Gatos Union High School District is considering a plan to transfer all its summer classes to the Los Gatos Saratoga District Recreation Department. Now, the recreation people would contract to provide the summer classes. However, students would be charged a fee depending on how many classes they're attending. Classes would have to be administered by the recreation district because school districts are prohibited by law from charging tuition
tuitions. Well, how much would it cost to go to summer school under this plan? District officials set the tap at a maximum of $117 per student. That's for 7 weeks of summer school. Coming up on KLIV, Cesar Chavez goes to jail, and bathtub beer makes a comeback in California.
PG&E wants to help you prepare for summer and for summer electric bills. They're usually the biggies. And the biggest shockers make their unwelcome appearance in June, July, and August. So if you use your air conditioner a lot, your next PG&E bill may be a big one. Air conditioners use an awful lot of electricity. But there are some things you can do to keep your bills down and save energy as well. Clean the filter on your air conditioner. Set the thermostat at 78 degrees or higher. Or leave your air conditioner off and use a fan instead. Weather strip and insulate your home, too. We can help with the financing. These are ways to keep your cooling costs down. We have many other helpful tips on summer energy conservation we'd like to share with you. Just ask for our free brochure at any PG&E office. No one can afford to waste energy. A reminder from the Pacific Gas and Electric Company.
People in the news this afternoon, United Farm Workers leader Cesar Chavez and his wife were arrested in Yuma, Arizona this morning after defying a court order against picketing at a cantaloupe field. Chavez says he thinks the order is unconstitutional and wants to test it in court. Chavez and his wife and about 40 supporters protested what they call unfair wages paid by the GNS Produce Company. And singer Nancy Wilson is reportedly in guarded condition in a Los Angeles hospital this afternoon after the van she was driving ran into a parked road grader. Witnesses say the van was traveling at a high rate of speed when it slammed into the parked vehicle. How is that $5 billion state budget surplus going to be spent? Well, that was the subject of a two-house conference committee meeting in Sacramento today, deciding which local governmental organization should get how much of the budget surplus pie. According to State Senate President Pro Tem James Mills, what the individual communities choose to do with their share of the surplus is totally up to the local city councils.
We are in a position of allocating some state funds that we have, thank God, and we will do so, but we're not going to be telling the locally elected officials, who are supposed to be very close to those who elected them, we're not going to tell every city council and every school board and every water district board and so forth how they should spend the money they have. I think that they're elected to spend the money that they have available to them, whatever it might be. They're going to have to exercise their judgment.
The committee is scheduled to hear testimony tomorrow from Proposition 13's co-author Paul Gann, who wants to tell the legislators how he thinks the surplus should be doled out. If your mama makes beer in the bathtub, she's breaking the law in California. However, the California State Senate today took action on a bill to legalize the production of homemade beer for personal use. The Senate Governmental Organization Committee unanimously passed a bill allowing would-be Billy Carters to make up to 100 gallons of beer every year, as long as it's not offered for sale. Right now, it's illegal to produce homemade beer in California, even though it's okay to make homemade wine.
Yes, sir. I'm a winer myself.
Thank you. Coming up on KLIV, if Johnny can't read, he may not be able to graduate either.
Cal Auto is having a Father's Day sale you'll have to see to believe. Dana Marsh again for Cal Auto, where the customer always comes first, and Cal Auto is first again with CarLog to help you keep records on your car, only 99 cents. Give Dad a do-it-yourself license frame that can say anything from Dear Old Dad to Foxy Papa for only $1.99. Tool sets, we've got them. 3/8 drive, your choice, American or metric, 11-piece, $688, 21-piece, $988, a 40-piece combination, $1488. Save Dad those early morning starting problems with a 4-amp battery charger, only $1588. Car ramps, Cal Auto priced at $1388. Top carriers for travel, deluxe 40x58 basket, $22.88, trunk carrier, $14.88. Parts on sale, too. Tomco carburetor kits as low as $3.99 for one-barrel carbs. We want to be your auto supply at Cal Auto, South San Jose, Evergreen, Milpitas, Campbell, and Santa Clara.
KLIV News Time, 5:25. The Santa Clara Unified School District trustees will meet tonight considering a plan to require high school seniors to meet minimum competency standards before graduating. Under the plan, students would have to be able to hold their own in such areas as mathematics, reading, and writing. Now, some of these specific items students would be able to handle, such things as basic consumer problems, the ability to use basic money management skills. They want them to be able to read printed signs, maps, and schedules, and the students must be able to fill out basic forms like job applications. A potentially deadly situation was averted early this morning when fire broke out on the 10th floor of a University of Santa Clara dormitory. According to Battalion Chief Joe Santos, part of Ben Swig Hall had to be evacuated.
Heavy smoke throughout the hallway of the 10th floor, and the 8th, 9th, and 10th, 11th floors were evacuated of the people that were there.
The first firefighters on the scene weren't sure if it was safe to use the building's elevators, so they had to haul all their firefighting gear up 10 flights of stairs. The blaze was extinguished before it spread beyond the one room where it started. The cause is under investigation this afternoon. Damage estimated around $500. The average American teenager goes to church much less than his grandparents ever did, but at the same time is more tolerant than the older generation. That's a result of a federally financed research project aimed at finding out how religious and moral convictions have changed over the years. Although today's teenagers are much more liberal than their counterparts were back in the 1920s, when it comes to such things as race and religious tolerance, the study also says today's young people also accept many of the political and social beliefs of their elders. Coming up on KLIV, Dan Ruby takes a long, hard look at the future of AAA baseball in San Jose.
Joe Bachman Chevy Town in Mountain View is having a June clearance sale. That's right, a June clearance sale. Joe Bachman's not waiting for August or September when the selection's slim and you're choosing from what's left over. No, Joe Bachman Chevy Town wants you to have a great selection to choose from. Joe Bachman Chevy Town has the biggest and best selection of 78s, and these cars must be sold. Choose from the entire Chevrolet line, including pickups, all kinds of vans, and even Corvettes. The new 78 Nova starts at only $37.88. Sporty Camaros from only $44.88. Luxury car Monte Carlos from just $48.88. And listen to this, the new Super Caprice from only $49.88. Joe Bachman Chevy Town honestly believes that these are the lowest prices ever offered to the public on new Chevrolets. Shop around and compare, and then go to Joe Bachman Chevy Town during the June clearance sale. Take Highway 101 to the Rinksdorf turnoff and go west to El Camino Real. And Joe Bachman Chevy Town in Mountain View, Los Altos.
KLIV Sports Time, 5:28. Now here's a KLIV Sports comment from the San Jose Mercury's executive sports editor.
This is Dan Ruby. Some people deserve good luck and some people deserve bad. Joe Girardi, the owner of the San Jose Missions Baseball Club of the Pacific Coast League, is one who deserves a whole lot better than he has been getting. Girardi's Missions are drawing very poorly at the gate. He is frustrated, I'm sure, by the disappointing turn of events. Gagliardi invested his money in hope that he could bring AAA baseball to San Jose, and then maybe Major League Baseball. The fans have turned a deaf ear to the Missions for whatever reasons. They probably are too close in talent to the Major League clubs in San Francisco and Oakland, so the fans feel they can get their baseball in Candlestick Park and the Oakland Coliseum. The cold weather hasn't helped either this year. But it isn't Gagliardi's fault the Giants and the A's have had great seasons and captured the interest of the fans. Joe Gagliardi has given a great deal of sports in this area. He deserves support and maybe a little bit of good luck, too.
Other sports happening right now. The Giants host Montreal this evening, hoping for a repeat performance of last night's 1-0 win over the Expos. The A's are in Yankee Stadium again tonight. Last night, the Yankees beat them 2-0. And the San Jose Missions, Dan was just talking about, continue their 3-game road trip against Salt Lake City this evening. World Team Tennis action, the Golden Gators are in New York tonight. Once again, the plan to expand Spartan Stadium is coming under fire. Today, the San Jose City Council considered spending $90,000 to come up with plans and specifications for street improvements and parking lot designs around the stadium. However, the appropriation was opposed by Louis Barozzi, who said there's no guarantee the stadium's number one tenant, the San Jose Earthquakes, would stay in San Jose after the improvements were made. In fact, Barozzi questioned whether or not the Quakes would be able to uphold their agreement to pay back the money the city was planning on chipping in to expand the stadium itself.
Now, you have no guarantee that the Earthquakes will stay here long enough to pay that back. Neither have you a guarantee that they will put enough people in that stadium to pay you back. They have not got more than 13,000 people at any game this year.
But Barozzi's criticisms weren't solely directed at the earthquakes.
San Jose State's football team is not doing very well. At homecoming last year, they got 11,000 people in that stadium. You are told that you can put 30,000 people in that stadium for a rock concert. They had a rock concert. They didn't fill the stadium.
The council ended up putting off the matter until more discussion could be held. We'll have the weather forecast right after this message.
Making friends at Armadon Plaza, that's an easy thing to do. You'll make friends at Armadon Plaza when people will show that they like loving you. Have you been to Armadon Plaza, where people smile and say hello? It's a feeling you really ought to know. 'Cause we think shopping is more than a store. We made a place where the people and more.
If you'd like your dad to break out in smiles this Sunday, come to Almaden Plaza right now. 65 stores with thousands of gift ideas for Father's Day. All offered with courtesy, helpfulness, and a real appreciation of your business. At Almaden Plaza, you can find that special gift for Dad, and you'll find you'll be treated very special too.
So make some friends at Almaden Plaza now.
If your bills are more than you can handle, consumer credit counselors, a nonprofit community service, might be able to help you out. Give them a call. The number is 286-8826. They'll give you further information. A public service message from KLIV. And checking the Santa Clara Valley weather forecast, it's going to be mostly fair through tomorrow with afternoon highs up into the 70s once again. Look for tonight's low to get down around 55 degrees. Right now we're looking at 69 degrees in the South Bay. I'm George Sampson for KLIV News.
This dump. Ralph Cole with a Starship at about 5:36 here at KLIV.
We've got a great day for you, 'cause there's so much to do at Marriott's Great America.
It's summer fun days, and for 4 weeks only, save $150 per person when you purchase Great America admissions at Safeway.
At Marriott's Great America.
Come out and see Pictorium, the world's largest movie screen. Open daily 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
One, two, one.
Columbia Pictures proudly presents the story of a musical legend.
Two, three, four.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day make me cry.
His name was Buddy Holly. In his career, he wrote and recorded more than 45 great songs and created a sound that changed our lives. His life story will have you laughing, crying, cheering, singing, and stomping your feet. Columbia Pictures proudly presents Gary Busey in a remarkable performance as Buddy Holly in a movie about the man, the music, the legend. The Buddy Holly Story from Columbia Pictures. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
June 14th, that will be the day for the Buddy Holly Story exclusively at the Century 23A in 4-track stereophonic sound. Leo Sayer on KLIV. with a world premiere of Grease in the South Bay. We got tickets for you again tomorrow.
Enjoy skateboarding, you'll go crazy over Euromech World of Skateboards. Euromech Skateboard Shop offers Santa Cruz, Lamaflex, Sims, GNS, and more name brand skateboards and accessories with your choice of interchangeable wheels and trucks. 65mm green kryptonite wheels are $5.95 apiece. Tiger Track 4 wheels, $6.25, and Sim Snakes, $7.50 apiece. All wheels are as low as $5 to $7.50 apiece, and skateboards start at only $10. So for the best in skateboarding, stop by Euromech World of Skateboards today. Located at 463C Blossom Hill Road off Snell behind the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ralph Cole at 10 before 6 o'clock in the Valley Forecast. Continued sunshiny tomorrow again. Returning to the mid-70s tonight, about 55. In the South Bay right now, it is 64 at KLIV.
Now, if Billings beats anybody's Best Buy, which he does, then Billings could boast about being better than the best place you've been. But being better to Billings means more than just beating the Best Buys, you see. Billings believes that shaving Chevy prices should show surplus savings to you. Example, compare the competition's cost combined with the options contracted for by you, the consumer. Well, you'll certainly see that the Chevy's Billings sells saves you more money, which is meaningful since making money is more difficult than spending it. Well, except in Washington, where it's just the opposite. So, to situate you in a new Chevy with surplus savings on a selection that's simply super, we suggest Billings Chevrolet on North 1st Street in San Jose. Take the 1st Street exit to either 101 or Highway 17. Then go either left or right, depending on if you're coming or going. Then look for Billings Chevrolet right next to the Hyatt House. There you have it. The facts simply stated. Anyway, if saving money pertains to you, pertain Billings Chevrolet. And if it doesn't, well, then unpertain it.
Lots of reasons why Gensler Lee Diamonds is known as the store with a heart. Now, one of the big ones is the trust they have in people. Gensler Lee Diamonds really cares about getting them off to the right start with a good credit rating. If you're 18 or older, you may open your own account without a co-signer, and you may even do it by telephone. And after you've opened an account with Gensler Lee Diamonds, they'll do everything they can to help you earn a Reddy and then a Goldie. A credit rating so good it may even help you with things like buying a car or opening other accounts. The people at Gensler Lee will be your friends too. They always take the time to show you everything you want to see, and they'll tell you all about their fine quality diamonds. Gensler Lee Diamonds, the store with a heart.
Visit Gensler Lee Diamonds here in San Jose at 641 Town and Country Village on Stevens Creek Boulevard, also in Palo Alto.